July of 2020, the Sitka Assembly considered a mask mandate. Though it was a resolution with no enforcement arm, it still didn't pass. But this time around, things were different. The more contagious Delta variant has reared its ugly head in Sitka, causing the community's worst outbreak of the pandemic so far. And the pressure was on the Assembly to do something when it met for an emergency meeting on Thursday. The ordinance temporarily requires masking in indoor public settings. It expires on August 24th, or when the city's COVID alert level shifts from high down to moderate. Those who don't wear masks in areas where they're required may be fined $50. Dr. Robert Hunter was one of 9 members of the public who called on the Assembly to approve the ordinance.
It's more than a common courtesy, like wearing a shirt or shoes, which anybody would do in a restaurant or a grocery store. A mask really is as simple as putting on a shirt, but it's potentially preventing life and death situations for people you're encountering.
Search Chief Medical Officer Dr. Elliot Brule also called on the Assembly to pass the ordinance, citing the high transmissibility of the Delta variant.
This current variant spreads hundreds of times more easily than the wild-type virus we were dealing with last year. Masks have been scientifically and medically proven to reduce spread. In my opinion, as a physician, they should be required indoors in public spaces by all in this circumstance. Consistent with CDC guidance, it's the medically correct thing to do at this time.
Brule said search hospitals and medical centers are near capacity and also pushed the Assembly to consider mandatory testing at Sitka's airport. A few members of the public argued that masks aren't effective and pose their own health risks, but most of the 11 Sitkans who spoke against the mandate were concerned with personal freedom. Mary Todd Anderson questioned how the city would enforce it and worried it would turn neighbor against neighbor.
And the idea of policing this, enforcing it, where are we going to go? What's next? Nabbing our neighbors? Oh, Mary Todd Anderson. Oh, she's at church. She didn't wear a mask. Nab her now. Get her name. Get her social security number, whatever. What are they going to do, lock us away on Bjorka?
And Jaylene Owen said that the ordinance would cause further division.
Are you prepared for the psychological damage long-term mask usage will have on our children because they will be deprived of critical social interactions? While this disease is real and not going away, we as a community do not need more restrictions and mandates that cause division.
While more members of the public spoke against the ordinance at the meeting, several Assembly members mentioned the large amount of emails they'd received about a mask mandate. Member Crystal Duncan outlined how those emails broke down.
I had 66. 7 of those were opposed, which comes out to about 10%. 57 said you need to do something, so that's 86%. 53 of those said, I strongly support a temporary mask mandate. Temporary.
Member Tor Christensen challenged the personal freedom argument.
I hear a lot of, well, you're impeding on my freedoms. Well, you don't have a freedom to hurt other people. And I was thinking about this the other day, that if I took one of my guns, and I actually have a lot of them, and fired a clip into the air when I was in town, the chances of one of those bullets hitting somebody on the way back down, it'd be very low, but I would get arrested.
And member Kevin Mosher, who voted against the mask mandate last year, said his perspective had changed.
You know, I've always fought against, or in my mind, against mandating anything because it's a big deal. It's heavy. But, you know, it is a mask. It's to protect everyone, but our children, and who cannot protect themselves. And we're not a good community if we're not doing that.
Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss and Assembly members Rebecca Hemshute and Kevin Mosher all expressed reservations around the enforcement section of the ordinance. Eisenbeiss said he'd be happy to remove the fines, and Mosher was concerned about how police would enforce it. City Attorney Brian Hansen said, like with other minor offenses, like using a cell phone while driving or not putting out garbage before 5 a.m. to avoid bear problems, it would be up to the police chief to determine how and what resources to put toward enforcing the mask mandate. No motions were made to alter the enforcement language in the ordinance. Ultimately, the Assembly voted 6-0 in favor of the mask mandate. The emergency ordinance goes into effect immediately. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.